If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, day player in for Lisa Dent right here on 720 WGN. So Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution states that the president has the authority to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. Now, throughout American history, the use of clemency has ranged from magnanimous to contemptible. George Washington pardoned men involved in a violent insurrection against his government over a whiskey tax. Andrew Johnson granted reprieves to Confederate Civil War veterans. Draft dodgers were left off the hook by Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford, who also pardoned his predecessor, Richard Nixon. Well, presidential pardon power took a reputational hit this week, deservedly, from both sides of the political aisle. Now, Bill O'Reilly recently wrote a book on the assessments of our presidents called Confronting the Presidents. His no-spin news is on BillO'Reilly.com, and he's a regular on News Nation's Cuomo. Bill, welcome in once again, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing great. You have been digging deep into this and have a very strong opinion about the pardoning of any person who attacked a police officer, which I am full in agreement with that as well. 176 people pleaded guilty to doing just that.
Yeah, I don't think that the pardons for the J6 offenders were well thought out. I think Donald Trump did it for political reasons. I mean, he said as much in an interview with Hannity. He said, look, I don't have time to go over, 1,700 cases, which is true. He doesn't. What I recommended is that he appoint a three-judge panel, you know, really good judges, maybe emeritus or, people who have a very good reputation, to look at the 176 involved in attacking police officers one by one. Now, that would take a little bit of time, maybe 6 months to a year, and then those judges would make a recommendation to the president, which would go to his legal staff, his lawyers, and then they could do a one-by-one on it. That's what I would have done had I been elected president,
yes.
Which, thank God for the nation, didn't happen. But I know why Donald Trump did what he did, because the MAGA people, his very, very stringent supporters, they wanted it. So he gave it to them. But if I'm a police officer in this country, and my grandfather worked for the New York City Police Department as an officer, I'd be a little offended by that. Because we can't have, you know, people pardoned for attacking police officers. That's anarchy. But politics, in this case, I think, overrode justice.
But the U.S. presidency doesn't have a timeline on when they can do pardons. I know they're typically done at the end of a term and a beginning of a term. I mean, this could have taken its time, and then you could have pardoned a select group of people, I guess, if they would have done exactly what you said and appointed a judge to look over these. But why was it so important to get it done, you know, day one?
Because he wanted a political bang for the buck. The first week of the Trump presidency has been about rewarding the people who voted for him. That's it. That's what he did across the board. Every campaign promise and everything that he said he would do, he's trying to do in 5 days.
That's very true. That's
all right. Now, he can elongate the process, and some of it will be, obviously. But he had the power, and he used it.
Now, President Biden, more individual pardons and commutations than any other president in history, a record he set after commuting the sentences of almost 2,500 people on last Friday. Then inauguration day, all of his siblings, another wave of preemptive pardons early Monday morning, those going to Dr. Anthony Fauci, to name a few, and people associated with the House Select Committee investigation into January 6th. So both sides of the aisle are still stunned by all this, and members of the same party are equally taken aback on both sides.
Well, Biden was a little bit different than Trump. Trump did it for political reasons. Biden did it for personal reasons. Now, I can't speak to the dope dealers that he let out. I know that the progressive left, which controls Joe Biden 100%, I don't think Joe Biden, and you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he really knows what he's doing on a day-to-day basis. They put things in front of him, and he signs them. He did know about his family members, obviously,
sure,
because he's invested in that,
yeah,
personally. But, you know, the 2,500 guys who were in, yeah, most of them were men, in prison for selling poison, he didn't care about them. And the progressives, they don't really care whether you sell fentanyl or heroin. I don't know why. That's never been explained to me, because that is a violent crime. But these people keep saying it's not violent. And I'm going, hey, yeah. You know, how many Americans have to die?
Right.
Before you figure out that the people selling them the poison are responsible. I mean, it's pretty obvious,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're you're sympathizing with the dealers? Well, they wouldn't have gotten the sentence. Oh, bull. You know, shove it. If I were a parent of children who died, yeah. I would just be absolutely livid. But that's absolutely beyond Joe Biden. Yeah. Way beyond his capacity at this point in his life. So then it becomes his personal situation. And Joe Biden's in trouble, Dave.
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the overwhelming evidence that's on the record, including bank records and all of that, doesn't prove, not yet, that he took a substantial amount of money from his son and brother, and that money derived overseas, was derived from overseas concerns. And Biden did not put that on his income tax. So I had Comer on my program this week,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to continue the investigation. So the question becomes, does Donald Trump have the heart to go after another president, all right, for this situation? And Trump has not answered that question. And we all know what he went through.
Yep, absolutely.
And if he does sanction action against Joe Biden, the left wing media is going to go absolutely crazy. And revenge and this and that. That's going to be the story. Not that Joe Biden took hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I can't say that for certainty. But again, the evidence shows that he did, and then Comer has the documentation. So Biden could be charged now. My suggestion is to continue this investigation, but let the FBI do it. And that's why the Cash Patel thing becomes so important for the Democrats, because they know if Patel is in there and runs the FBI, that he'll go after Biden if Trump is okay with it.
But now,
does
that
make sense?
Yeah, it does. But are they going to use like his mental capacity at this point that
sure his lawyers would use anything.
Yeah.
But most of the money transfers to Biden allegedly, very important word, happened when Biden was vice president.
That's true. And there's a lot of people looking to see what they can do. By the way, all this wrapped up in presidential pardons, how do we make adjustments to that? There's nothing really that can change. I mean, the Supreme Court has said many times, you know, in the late 1800s, you cannot restrict the president's pardon power. I mean, nothing's really going to change there.
No, that's a total waste of time.
Yeah.
It's in the Constitution. It's not going to be taken out of the Constitution. And you can jump up and down all day long. But it's going to be there, and that's that.
Now, here's another thing I find interesting. Late yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order to declassify files related to the assassinations of JFK, RFK, Dr. Martin Luther King. And he's talked about the, you know, it was supposed to be released in 2017. Some documents were that 1992 law passed by Congress required that release of those files at that time. But, you know, when RFK stood on stage with Trump back in August after making his endorsement, he announced that he was going to establish a new independent presidential commission on assassination attempts, given what happened to him. So he's now delivering kind of a big piece of this, isn't he?
Well, Trump has always said he would do it, and he did it. And I'm glad he did it. I mean, I wrote Killing Kennedy, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the definitive book of what happened to JFK. No theories in that book, by the way. All facts. Facts that the American people had never seen before, because we got the FBI original reporting on it. And I'm pretty satisfied that what we wrote in Killing Kennedy is what actually happened. But the intel agencies in the United States do not want these classified documents out. There's got to be a reason why they don't. And that's what we will discover in the weeks to come when, you know, these have to be posted on government websites so everybody can read them. There will be redacted names and maybe places. But we'll get a pretty good idea of why this has been held up for so long. That's the story.
Bill O'Reilly, always grateful for your time and insight, and have a great weekend, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me, Dave.